Day of the Torah away. Friday, 5th of Tishri, 30th of September. Rabbi Daniel Lo Shlita, the Kapara of Yom Kippur. This week's Torah is sponsored by Ilan Ishmas Moraz Peril Margolis Pastor Bishua Ko Olea Sholem.
So we are in Itzumoy, so Yemei Din. We're in the middle of days where Hashem is judging us, analyzing, weighing our actions, our deeds. Boichein Lavovois is looking into our hearts. This Din that started on Rosh Hashanah is carrying on, Yeseres Meitshuva, until Yom Kippur. This din is rather mysterious. This din is the central feature, the absolute essence of what Rosh Hashanah and these days are all about. But unlike other moyadim, other important times in the calendar, we don't find the inyan of din of Rosh Hashanah written anywhere in the Torah. You find you're supposed to take a lulav on Sukkot, and it says, "Lekaktem lechem b'yom rishon priyei todah," and that Yom Kippur is a day of forgiveness, of slicha, mechiles, v'yoyim azem, atarezchem, nechapeh aleichem, Pesach, eating matzah. We don't find the fact that Rosh Hashanah is a yoyim din written anywhere in the Torah. What the Gemara does bring in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Ches, the Gemara brings from the pasuk in Tehillim, Tiku b'chodesh shofar, Bekeseh le'yoyim chageinu. And the Gemara says, what is the chag where the moon is hidden? Tikeh b'chodesh shofar bekeseh le'yoyim chageinu. Something is being hidden. Bekeseh means hidden. So what is the chag where the moon is hidden? Havi oimezeh Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the chag where the moon is hidden. And the continuation of that pasuk is, ki choyt l'Yisrael hu mishpat l'elukei Yaakov. That is the makor. That Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Adin, and these days are Yom Adin, from this pasuk in Tehillim. So we know, slightly mysterious, but we know where the Makor, Rosh Hashanah being a Yom Adin, is. But the Ran, Al-Arif, we're not talking about any Machshava Hashkofa Sefer, the Ran Al-Arif, Mesechet Rosh Hashanah, on the Mishnah, Daf Tez Zayin, says, Ba'arba Prokim Ha'olam Nidoin, that there is a Din, four times in the year, on Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and Rosh Hashanah. That's the Mishnah that says, Kol boi olam ovim lefonuk v'nei moroi. The Mishnah Daf Tez Zayin and Rosh Hashanah. That's the Mishnah that speaks about where there is a judgment on Rosh Hashanah. The Ran on that Mishnah asks an incredible question. He says that Hashem decided in his wisdom to have a day of judgment once a year. Once a year, Hashem brings us before Him, Kevanei Moroin, analyzes all our actions, judges us, decides, are we on the right track, not the right track. Why did this day of judgment need to be on Rosh Hashanah? Why did this day of judgment need to be Ba'alef Tishrei? Could be any time. Hashem chose to judge us one day a year. So, what's special about this date that Hashem chose it to be the Yom Adin? So he brings a psikta, b'shem Rabbi Eliezer, and this psikta explains. This psikta goes through what happened the day Adam HaRishon was created. On that sixth day of creation, the psikta goes through exactly what happens on that day. Beautiful psikta. Says in the first hour is Olav Machshava. In the first hour Hashem thought to create Adam HaRishon. Second hour he took advice from the Malachi Ashares. The third hour he brought together all the earth to create him, etc., etc., etc. In the seventh hour he put a neshama in him. In the eighth hour he put Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden. In the ninth hour Hashem commanded Adam HaRishon, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. The tenth hour, Adam HaRishon sinned. and he ate from the Eitz Hadas. The 11th hour, Adam Rishon had a din. On that day, when Adam Rishon was created, which was Echad B'Tishri, that day when Adam Rishon was created, Echad B'Tishri, on the hour number 11, he had a din on the Avera that he did when he ate from the Eitz Hadas. And it says in the 12th hour, Yotza B'Dimus, Adam Rishon was released from the din, B'Dimus with Hatzolah. He was Zoyche B'Din. Adam Rishon had a din in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he succeeded. He was Zakai, he was proved to be worth to continue living. And the Ran says, this is why, because there's a precedent for there being a din on this day of Echad B'Tishri. Because this is the day when Adam Rishon was created and sinned and had a din. That is why Hashem made our din every year on Rosh Hashanah. That's why Hashem chose this day to make a din. Because on that day, on this day, Echad B'Tishri was the day that Adam Rishon was created. And he had a din in front of Hashem. And he was saved. Yotze B'Dimus, he had Hatzolah in his din. He succeeded in his din. That is why Hashem chose Rosh Hashanah to be the day of din. But Rabbi Yisai, the Ran carries on. And the Ran says that this is all good according to Rabbi Eliezer. But we know there is a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. When was the world created? Rabbi Eliezer says the world was created in Tishri. And that's what it says to be here, B'Sikta B'Shem Rabbi Eliezer. This is all very good. The Adam Rishon was created in Tishrei according to Rabbi Eliezer. But Rabbi Yisai, we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara says, but Tekufois, which means how you look at the seasons, how you judge, how you count the natural cycle, we go with Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yeshua says, when was the world created? Nisan. So why on earth, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin, on Tishrei? Why? For what reason? It's not the start of the year. There's no precedent for it, for it being a Yom HaDin, because Adam Rishon, the whole story of Adam Rishon happened in Nisan, not in Tishrei Bichlal. So why, according to Rabbi Yeshua, which is who we hold like, Lemaisa, what is special about Echad B'Tishri, that this is the day that every year Hashem chooses to judge us, to judge humankind, to judge the Yidden, to judge humankind. So he says the following incredible Yediyah, incredible Yesoit. The Ran says that according to Rabbi Yeshua, that the world was created in Nisan. Why is Echad B'Tishrei Yom HaDin? Because it is 10 days before Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day where Hashem forgave Klal Yisrael. Yom Kippur was a day where it was Hukba L'Kapora U'Slicha. Yom Kippur was the day when all those years ago, after Klal Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel, the final Slicha and Kapora that Klal Yisrael got for the Chet HaEgel happened on Yom Kippur. And therefore Yom Kippur L'Doiroi, says the Tanchuma. Therefore, since Yom Kippur was that great day when Klal Yisrael finally got their atonement, Yom Kippur was Hukba L'Yolam Voed as the day of Slicha U'Kapora. And since Yom Kippur is the day of Slicha U'Kapora, Hashem in his Rachamim made Rosh Hashanah 10 days before Yom Kippur. He made the day where he will judge us 10 days before Yom Kippur on Echad B'Tishri. That way, we'll get the beginning of the judgment on Echad B'Tishri. We'll have a Seres Yimei Tshuva to do Tshuva. And then the final Chasima of that din will be on this incredible day of Rachamin on Yom Kippur. So that is why the din every year is on Echad B'Tishri. It all comes from the connection to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was the day that Hashem forgave us for the Chet HaEgel on Yud Tishri. And Hashem in his Rachamim wanted to make the day of judgment, the day of din, connected to that day. Therefore, Hashem made Rosh Hashanah 10 days before Yom Kippur, so that we'd have our beginning of our din in Rosh Hashanah, have a chance to do tshuva and a certainty made tshuva until we finally get Beis Hashem Slicha v'Kapara on the Yom HaGodol, Yom HaChasima of Yom Kippur. In other words, Rabbi Yisai, all the definition, all the mahus, all the hagdora of the din that is happening in these days comes from Yom Kippur. Everything is nishash, everything is rooted, everything is sourced in the day of Slicha u'mechila on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was the day when Klal Yisrael were finally forgiven from Chet Ha'Egel, and that is where everything starts. So if we're to understand exactly how the din works on Yom Kippur, how we are to be zeuche b'din, Beis Hashem, on Yom Kippur, we need to look deeply at what exactly happened on that great Yom Kippur. That great Yom Kippur where Klal Yisrael were finally forgiven for the Chet Ha'Egel.
How does that fit with Rabbi Yeshua?
That Rabbi Yeshua agrees that the Slicha Kapara for the Chet Ha'Egel, which happened on Yud Zayin Tammuz, happened on Yud Tishrei, which is Yom Kippur. That there's no debate about. That's not to do with when the world is created. Everyone agrees that the Chet Ha'Egel happened on Yud Zayin Tammuz, and therefore 120 days later is Yud Tishrei, which is Yom Kippur, according to everyone. And therefore Hashem and His Rachamim wanted to make the Yom Hadin 10 days before Yom Kippur. So everything comes from Yom Kippur. So what happened on that great day? What happened on that Yom Kippur? If you look at Parshas Kisisa, it says, "Vayhi beredes Moshe b'har Sinai, perik lamedalet posuk choftes." It says, "Vayhi beredes Moshe b'har Sinai." That day when Moshe Rabbeinu came down for the third time, the third and final time from Har Sinai on Yom Kippur. It says, "Ushnei luchoi so edus b'yad Moshe beridatoi minahar." He had with him two luchos, luchos shniyos. Rashi points this out. By Hebrew, it is Moshe k'shehevi luchos achronis b'yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim is the day where Klal Yisrael received the luchos ashniyos, which was a whole new relationship to Yiddishkeit. There's a whole new obligation, this chayvus connection, definition of what Yiddishkeit was all about. The Yiddishkeit of Matan Torah of Shavuos changed forever on that day. On that day when we received, not luchos Roshonis were abrogated when Klal Yisrael did the Chet Ha'Egel. Yom HaKippurim is the day where Klal Yisrael received the Torah in a new way, in a new oifin. When Klal Yisrael got luchos shniyos. So what is this Yiddishkeit that was nischadesh with luchos shniyos? What is this? What's the difference between being a luchos shniyos dikayid and being luchos rishonos dikayid? So it says, Rabbosai, it says in the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Vov, it says when Klal Yisrael were at Har Sinai to receive luchos rishonos, it says that something incredible happened to them. The Chazal say that when Adam Harishon, when Adam and Chava did the chet, when they ate from the Eitz Hadas, it says that the Nochosh was hitil bo zuamo, the Nochosh put this pernicious zuamo into Chava, and that changed her and all her descendants' spiritual level for what would have been for all time. There's a huge yerida in Chava, and therefore all of humankind, after the Nochash that persuaded her, that tempted her to do this chet, put in her this infectious substance, the zuama. It says in the Gemara, Daf Kuf Mem Vav, that on the day when Klal Yisrael stood at Har Sinai, it says, Poska zuamasa. This zuama that made this awful yerida in Klal Yisrael was released, was expunged from Klal Yisrael when they stood at Har Sinai to receive Luchos Roshonos. Poska Zuamosam. And Klal Yisrael went back at Har Sinai to the level of Adam Harishon before the Chet, before the Nochosh put the Zuamah in human people. Klal Yisrael went back to that Madrega before that happened. The Ramak says that when Klal Yisrael Mechoyte with the Cheta Egel, the Zuhama came back. The Zuhama came back. In other words, if we are to understand what is the Madrega of Klal Yisrael after Cheta Egel, in other words, when we have the Torah through Luchoy Shniyos, if we are to understand what is our Madrega as having Yiddishkeit through Luchoy Shniyos after the Cheta Egel, as opposed to before the Cheta Egel, we have to look at what was the Madrega of Adam Rishon before the Chet and after the Chet. Before the Chet, Adam Rishon was clean. After the Chet, Zuhama. Before the Chet, Egel, Klal Yisrael were clean. We also didn't have Zuhama. After the Chet, Zuhama's back. So if we are to understand precisely the essence of our Avodas Hashem as Luchoy Shniyos Dike Yidden, we have to look at what was the Madrega of Adam Rishon right after the Chet. So it says in Parshas Bereishis, it says that after Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem did for him two things. Two things Hashem did to Adam Rishon after Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. The first thing Hashem did to Adam Rishon, V'yas Hashem elikim l'Adam el'ishtoi kosnois oir v'yal bishe. Before Adam walked around Orim without any clothes. After the Chet, Hashem made him clothes. Why? Why after the Chet did Adam Rishon need to have clothes? The pshat is that before the Chet, Adam Rishon had no taiva, he had no lust, he had no desire to take any bodily pleasure that wasn't for a mitzvah. And therefore, it wasn't embarrassing for him to walk around Orem without any clothes. Nothing to be embarrassed about. All his physical desires, all his physicality was only channeled for the good. He had no desire to do anything unworthy, undignified, wrong with his body. And therefore, he was completely unashamed of walking around Orem. After the Chet, a new desire, a new taiva was awoken inside Adam Rishon that now he would use or he would be tempted to enjoy physicality in the wrong way. From now on, Adam Rishon would have a taiva, not just for good things, the Kovach Shabbos Kodesh, he would have a taiva for Averis. And therefore, his body was something potentially to be embarrassed, to be ashamed of, that this thing, this physicality is being used for Averus, and therefore he had to have clothes. He became ashamed. He became ashamed of this thing which now became low. And therefore Adam Rishon needed to have clothes. That was the first thing that Hashem did to Adam Rishon after the Chet. He made him clothes because now it was aroused within Adam Rishon a taiva for Avera. The second thing, Hashem expelled, banished Adam and Chava from Gan Eden. Why? The pasuk says, "V'yema Hashem Elokim, hein ha'Adam haya ka'achad mimenu lo das toy v'ra." Now Adam knows the difference between toy v'ra, and now he can't be v'yishal chay Hashem Elokim in Gan Eden. He can't be in Gan Eden anymore. Someone that's lo das toy v'ra can't be in Gan Eden. So how do you read this pasuk? V'yom Hashem Elokim hein ha'odam hayo ke'achad mimenu l'odas tov v'ra. How would we have all read this pasuk? We would have said, this pasuk is saying that Adam is like one of us. Adam is hayo ke'achad mimenu. Adam is like one of us. L'odas tov v'ra, in that he knows good and bad. Rabbi Yisrael, that's not pshat in the pasuk. Hayo ha'odam ke'achad mimenu. comma, lo das tevaro, it's not true. It's an inaccurate, wrong reading of this pasuk. The comma is not after ka'achad mimenu. Not true. Have a look at Unkelus and the Rambam at the end of Perikei in Hilchos Tshuva reads it the same way. V'amah Hashem Elokim, ha'odom hava yechidi ba'alma. What's ka'achad? Hoya ha'odom ka'achad. He was yechidi ba'alma. He was unique, an individual in the world. Minei lemida tavubish. Mimenu. Mine, from him, does he know good and bad? In other words, the comma is not after ke'achad mimenu, it's not after the mimenu, it's after the ka'achad. The correct reading of this pasuk is as follows. V'yom Hashem Elokim, hein ha'odom hoya ke'achad, comma. The Odom is yechidi, he's unique, he's an individual in the world, he's the only one. Mimenu, lodas, toibara, from him. From inside him, does he know the difference between good and evil? What does this mean? The Rambam explains in Morei Nevuchim, in the second parak of Morei Nevuchim, he explains as follows. He says that before the Chet, the way Adam looked at the world, his perspective, his paradigm, and the way he looked at the world was only absolute truth or absolute sheker. Sheker and emes. This was his perspective on the world. What had kiyum, what could exist, was absolute truth. Anything which wasn't absolute truth doesn't exist. After the chet, he had this thing called intuition, where he has the feeling, and where we have the feeling of what is good and bad from what we intuit. After the chet of Adam HaRishon, now part of how we look at the world and how we judge what is right and what is wrong is what seems, what feels, what we intuit to be right and wrong. And Rabbosai, this is incredibly dangerous. Because what I intuit to be right, you could intuit to be wrong, and vice versa. What Hashem says is right, we could intuit to be wrong. What we intuit to be right, Hashem tells us it's wrong. All this was Nischadesh, after the Chet of Adam Rishon, where the source of truth, the source of good and bad, came from Mimenu, came from him, came from his own subjective intuitions. These two things, Taiva for Avera and subjective, debatable truth, were Nischadesh after the Chet of Adam Rishon. And therefore, these were the two things that Hashem did to Adam Rishon. Number one, he made him clothes, because now we have a taiva for avera. Our physicality is embarrassing. It's something to be ashamed of. And number two, Hashem sent Adam out of Gan Eden because inasmuch as he intuits subjective truth from himself, that he can't be in the same place as the Eitz HaChayim. So, to get your money back, I'm supposed to be talking about the parsha. So, Avosai, sit and enjoy seeing Niflois Mitirosis Borach. In our parsha, something jumps out. Mamish stands out of the page by itself. Moshe Rabbeinu, on the final day, is 120, the last time he speaks to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu's last message ever to Klal Yisrael, to his people. What does he say to them? He says to them three times, Chizku ve'imtzu, Chizku ve'imtzu al-tiru. Then it says, Yikra Moshe Yoshev Yom Elav Leinei Kol Yisrael Chazak Ve'ematz. It says again later on, when Moshe Rabbeinu finishes talking to Yeshua, it says again, Chazak Ve'ematz. Three times. Three times it says in the parasha, Chazak Ve'ematz, Chazak Ve'ematz, Chazak Ve'ematz. These three times when Moshe Rabbeinu says this expression, this is Moshe Rabbeinu's tavor. This is Moshe Rabbeinu's final will to his people. Chazak ve'ematz, Rabbi say. Chazak ve'ematz, chazak ve'ematz. What does this mean? Chazak ve'ematz. What do these words mean? Chazak ve'ematz. Strong. Strong, strong. Strong in what? What are we supposed to be strong about? There's an incredible gon in Aderes Eliyahu and Parshas Devarim. An incredible, incredible gon. It says in Parshas Devarim, it says when Moshe Rabbeinu is recounting all the wonders that happened to Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, it says, when he's being Mesaper, he's telling the story of Klal Yisrael's wars with Sichon and Oig, says, V'loi ova, Sichon melech Cheshboin ha'avireinu. Sichon did not want to let Klal Yisrael pass through him, pass through his land. Ki hiksha Hashem elukecha es ruchoi, ve'imeitz es levovoi. Hashem was makshe his ruchoi, and he was ma'ameit his lev. Two things over here. We have the ruach being kosher, and we have the lev being imates. So what are these two things? What are these two things? What does it mean? Ki hiksha Hashem elukecha's ruchoi. What does it mean that Hashem hardened Sichoin's ruach? And what does it mean that Hashem is imates es levovoi? What does that mean? So the Gaon says in Aderes Eliyahu that there are two reasons why we do chatoyim. There are two reasons why and how the Yetzer Hara makes us do averus. Two reasons. Number one, we have a taiva, a desire to do something wrong, even though we know it's wrong. But our desire, our lust, our taiva to do this thing is so strong we can't withstand it. That's the first reason, because of taiva. And the second reason we do things that are wrong is because we believe there's something which is actually osa, we convince ourselves that it is mutter. The second way in which we do averus is not because we acknowledge something is wrong and yet we can't fight our taiva to do it. It's because we convince ourselves that fallacy is truth and that sheker is emes. We twist the truth. Those are the two ways in which the Yetzer Hara gets us to do averus. Either through an incredibly hard taiva in our hearts or through persuading us to twist the truth. And these two things are what Hashem did to Sichoi. V'hikshe es ruchoi means that he was convinced that attacking Klal Yisrael and trying to kill us was a good thing. Like all the other murderous dictators in our history that tried to fight against us, tried to destroy us, they thought they were doing a good thing. V'hikshe es ruchoi and imeitz es levovoi, they had an uncontrollable taiva to also fight Klal Yisrael. These are the two things that Hashem did to Sichoi. These two things, number one, to twist truth. And number two, a taiva for an avera. This is what Hashem did to Sichoi. And the Gaon says in Aderes Eliyahu, you know this expression that we come across again and again, Chazak ve'ematz. These two words correspond to these two roots of all avera. Chazak means you have to be strong and don't listen to the desires, the lust, the taivas in your heart to do averus. Chazak, fight the taiva. And ve'ematz means this human tendency to twist truth, fight against it. Ematz, be strong, do not, it's actually the other way around, sorry. Chazak is, Do not listen. Do not. No, it's not true. Not true. Chazak means do not follow your taiva, and ematz means do not twist truth. Fight against this human tendency to twist truth. These are the roots of all averas that we have, and this is Moshe Rabbeinu's final tzavor. Chazak v'ematz. This, therefore, Rabbosai, is the yesod of what the Yiddishkeit that was Nischadish in Luchos Shniyos, which was given, which was revealed for the first time on Yom Kippur, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down And this is the yesod of the din of Rosh Hashanah. Everything comes from this Yom Kippur when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with Luchos Shniyos. When we officially were hukba, when we were at the level of Adam Rishon after the Chet. And Adam Rishon, two things happened to him. Number one, he had to have clothes because he now had a desire, he had a taiva for Chet. And number two, he could twist truth. These were the two things that happened to Adam Rishon after the Chet. And this is the essence of our Avodas Hashem on Yom Kippur, when we became Luchoy Shniyos Dikayidin. The essence of our Avodah is Chazak Ve'ematz, fight against the desire, the taiva in our heart for Averus, and fight against this human tendency to twist the truth. And that's why our final tefillah of Yom Kippur is the Chelik of Kedusha Sayyim. We say on Shabbos, on all the Moedim, V'taher libeinu la'avdecho, Be'emes the Gon says, V'taher libeinu, purify us from this taiva salev, la'avdecho, Be'emes, that we should serve you in truth, and we should not twist truth. Fight the taiva, don't twist truth. Gemach simatova. Good Shabbos.